Welcome to The Basement. Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to The Basement. My name is Nolo.
Jose.
And we're here in The Basement today. And this episode is brought to you by AT&T. What's up? Anything going on?
You think we can get sued for saying these things?
Nobody's listening to this. This is just us.
I forgot. It's an audience of two. Yeah.
So, anything news? Any newsworthy stuff today you want to talk about? Chumpa, Wakanda. Yo, you heard about that kid? That kid was in the ROTC program in the high school, right? ROTC program is basically like some sort of military training type thing. And apparently he had the full uniform on. And while the shooting was going on, he was holding the door open, telling people to get the hell out. And he got shot and he died. And online people were saying, this kid's a hero.
Yeah.
He was a military.
And they want to, they need about 100,000 signatures.
Yep.
To just get their petition heard.
Yeah. So, they got it.
They got
it.
Oh.
Not only did they got it. They had the funeral, military grade funeral. The they had ex-military vets ride in front of the funeral thing. What's the name of that college, that military college? Oh Lord, you wouldn't know, right?
I feel like saying West Point for some reason.
West Point. Yes, that's it. All right. So West Point gave him some sort of degree or something from 2025, because that's how old he would be if he graduated. So they gave it to him. They basically gave him a military funeral.
Wow.
Him and two other guys that were ROTC that died that day. But specifically him, they're calling out because he was like helping people out for sure. Like everybody saw
him. You could imagine him being in uniform was more of a target.
Yeah.
For this guy.
And he must have felt like a sense of pride. Not pride, but almost like duty. Like as soon as the shots went off, he goes, all right, everybody, we got to get out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you can just imagine him. All right, you know, I hear the gunshots. So, yeah. Pretty awesome, man, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's that question of a flight or fright.
You hear the people upstairs?
You hear the creeping people from upstairs.
Just in case you guys didn't know, we are actually in a basement.
That flight of fright where, you know, I don't know who I was talking to, but they were like, well, don't rely on me because, oh, I remember who it was. I won't shout her out, though. But basically what the person was saying
you
was,
soft.
what the person was saying was, notice how the sex went away, right? First it was a she.
We ever know
any closer? No, so the argument is you don't really know how you're going to respond in a situation like that.
I don't know if it's... all right, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just a crazy person. You almost like you want something to happen so you can be like, I can't wait to jump in. Like you like, I want to walk by a building and go on fire so I can be like, let me run in there and help people. Or like, I hope an accident happens in front of me so I can be like, let me run over there and help people.
You remember when the earthquake happened? That's exactly what I think about when you're mentioning this. I wanted so badly to feel that event, right? An earthquake, you know?
I know, especially in New York, because it never happened.
We
always see in the news, like, the earth world shaking. We're like, oh, my God, I wonder what that feels like.
I almost want to see what happens to see my reaction. Like, a total fluke when it came to that.
Yeah. Like, we would drive. That's so funny. The only earthquakes that hit New York City in our lifetime, probably.
Only one.
And we're just driving, and then we're looking around like, why is everybody outside?
There are people, the masses in the corners.
Just mad people outside everywhere.
They're all just looking at the sky and down like.
And we're like, what's going on?
What's happening here? Turn on the news. There was an earthquake that just rocked the city.
And we're just sitting in a car driving around like, we missed it.
I blame the rubber tires.
Yep, that's probably what happened.
That's probably what it was.
And you know what it is? What's the name of that street that we were on?
Fourth. We were on Fourth Avenue.
Were we on Fourth Avenue?
Yeah, but we were on the gas station on Sackett.
I feel like we were on where...
Not that one. The other gas station. The one that didn't close.
I don't remember.
Not the Hess.
But I remember the street was messed up because it was bumpy roads, you know? And I always think, what I always think back to, I was like, those damn roads. If they would have fixed the streets, it would have been smooth. We would have felt something.
Infrastructure. Yeah. So you, in that, that's when you say, yeah, I almost want something crazy to happen and see what would be my reaction. I think the type of person that I am, I would go and help out.
But I think a lot of people think that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I want, like, I always think to myself, something else I can't wait, I want to do, But then when it comes down to it, am I going to be like, oh, hell no. But yeah. I feel like it comes down to this. I need to see my own danger in it. Like, if it's a fire and I'm like, I think I can make it to the first floor and help at least people on the first floor. Or if it's a car accident where it's pretty much over, you can run in there and help people. But if it's an active shooter where they're actually shooting and it's like, let me make sure I'm safe first. Way. Yeah.
So I don't know if you, I don't know the last time you've been on the West Side, but, you know, keeping in the topic. But I've noticed now that every, on the West Side Highway, so now they have these huge bricks, concrete slabs, blocking the entrances.
To the bicycle path?
To the bicycle path.
Oh, so he went in, I don't even know. I don't know.
So I don't know either. Okay. Again, we're two people very well misinformed.
That's a very good way to say it. We're very well misinformed.
Very well. But I don't remember seeing those barricades before. They stand out. They're huge. They're white.
I wonder if you're only noticing it now.
Right? I'm wondering if it was there before.
Because I feel like I see those things in a lot of places.
But why would it be there before unless there was an incident? Like, I see it in, like...
They expect people to be crazy, though.
I know, but I feel like the places that I've seen it before are, like...
Where's your red cup? Didn't you have a red cup?
I did. But then I realized...
What what the hell was that?
I don't know. Water just randomly fell behind you. You know?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but...
What the hell is going on in this place?
So I remember that I had this cup that was frozen. So I went with this one. Good observation, yeah. Though.
Anyway, that kid is he's gonna be known forever as a hero, which I think is awesome.
So I feel like you think they should like replay that whole entire thing of him being a hero.
What do you mean replay it?
Like put a monitor in this guy's cell and just have him watch it over and over. Look what you made, a hero.
You made a hero, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't even know if he cares, honestly. He may not even care. He may be so numb to it. To him, it's so... Maybe he was just out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not... He probably snapped into it when he escaped. He probably realized, like, oh my God, I did all this.
You imagine the adrenaline?
I know.
It actually makes me a little, like...
Like vomity?
Queasy.
Yeah. Almost like... You know when you do something wrong and you know the consequences are coming your way? And you're like, oh, God, no, please, God. What did I do? Jesus.
Can't imagine.
In other news, Billy Graham kicked the bucket. Mm. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, but he had his time in.
Yeah. It was coming. We all knew it was coming. Yeah. It's not like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's almost like, oh, wow, yeah. You know?
I'm more like, oh, he... Wow, 99.
Like, that's pretty good run, man.
I don't think I'm making it to 99.
It's funny because I put a picture on the Instagram, right? And I was like, should I put a picture of him, a recent picture, or a picture when he was a young
man? I saw that.
And the reason why I didn't choose an old one is because he kind of looks like the bad guy from Star Wars. So I was like, I don't want to put that on. I'd rather him. And it's funny because everybody else that put, like, rest in peace, whatever, Billy Graham, they're all young pictures of him. When he was, like, at his height of...
I put a picture when he was a little older, I think, on Twitter. I don't know if you saw it.
I didn't see the Twitter. No.
Yeah, I just copied everything that you wrote, but I changed the photo.
Oh, okay.
So something where he's like over... I think the photo that I chose where he was like... He has his hands and he's praying. I don't know. I don't remember.
There was a good quote I heard of him earlier. And he was preaching it. He was talking about Jesus. He goes... around here I see black faces, white faces, this face. He goes, Jesus wasn't white. Jesus wasn't black. Jesus was in a place where he was surrounded by, you know, Africa and Europe and Asia. And he was dead in the Middle East. And Jesus was a brown man. So if anybody tells you that Christianity is a white religion, they don't know what they're talking about. Mm. I was like, my man.
Keeping it real.
Whether you like him or not, he did something to Christianity in America. he did set a fire that wasn't there before. And if it was there, it was very within the church quiet. He went out there and he brought it out to the masses. So, two heroes lost, as far as I see.
I it makes you think about death, right?
Yeah.
And yourself?
It's coming, baby. Every day we're dying. Every day we're dying more and more. Getting closer and closer to the grave.
Some may say more people need to die at a faster rate.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen, though? It's actually going to slow down. We're going to live a lot longer. Diseases are going to be cured. There's going to be a vaccine for cancer. It's coming. People are going to live longer.
You think that's true?
Cancer vaccine?
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of CRISPR? CRISPR-Cas9?
I feel like I have.
All right. So there was a bacteria.
A bacteria or a virus? I don't know.
I'm not a biologist. Or whatever you call those people that do that stuff. Whatever that is, ologist. I'm not that guy. I think it actually was a bacteria. So bacteria's enemies are viruses. You know, they're smaller than a bacteria. Not super smaller, but they're smaller.
Right.
And basically they kill the bacteria. There was a bacteria that figured out after they kill the virus, what they do is they take a piece of the virus's DNA and attach it to itself. So it has the virus's DNA attached to it. And he used that as a defense system against the virus, right? But the action of cutting the virus's DNA and pasting it to itself, that action is called CRISPR-Cas9. That whatever machine's inside of his DNA that does that, the scientists isolated that. And they basically use it as their own. They could cut any piece of any DNA and connect it to any other DNA, basically.
Wow.
So what they're saying is there's certain diseases like... I'm not an expert in this stuff, like I said. I don't know what I'm talking about here. Google it, CRISPR-Cas9. Or 311. Call 311. Ask them about CRISPR-Cas9.
I forgot about 311. We're going to stick on that for a while. It's going to randomly come up. 311 is going to be like, we got to find these guys.
And, what is this CRISPR-Cas9? I never heard of it. But like Huntington's disease or what's another one? Sickle cell. Where these people die or they're really sick of these diseases. But they're DNA-based diseases. They're not diseases. They're syndromes or whatever. I don't even know what you would call it. But basically, they could cut out the bad DNA and put brand new, clean DNA in it, good DNA. And they're saying that you can get rid of certain diseases that people have completely just by cutting it out. But here comes the bad part. You could cut anything out of anything there. I could put wings on you. I could put the DNA for a wing while you're an embryo. And when you grow... you can grow wings. Maybe when you're an adult, it might not work because you're already fully formed. Right. So it's almost like cutting a finger off. Just because you have the DNA of that finger doesn't mean you're going to grow the finger back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but if you're an embryo and they put it in you, you're still growing. You're still processing. You still have, what do they call those cells? Stem cells?
Stem cells.
So your body's still forming it. So it's possible to put it in an embryo, and it grow into something weird, a lizard person. So the Illuminati are very interested in this because they want lizard people to reign.
I'm going to pass. the weather was crazy today.
Yes, it was.
82 degrees.
Is it 82 really?
Yeah, it went up to 82.
Wow.
And they were talking about, it's going to go up to 72. It's going to be a record.
This is February in New York. We're not in...
February 21st.
Yeah. We're not in California or Florida or something where that's a normal day of the week. New York, in February, is cold.
Yeah.
There's still snowing outside.
I mean, last week, wasn't it like... what it felt like zero?
Yeah, word up, yo. I want to give a shout out to ExxonMobil for global warming. Thank you. We appreciate that.
We're going to get so soon.
Shout out. Yeah, man. This is crazy weather, bro. When I was leaving work earlier, one of the guys came in. He had just a t-shirt on. I was like, really? It's like that out there? And he's like, yep. I was like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, kind stranger, for making it warm before you came home. I mean, before you came to work.
Before you came home. You live with him.
I don't want to tell anybody, but I guess it's out now. What you got there? Anything good there?
No, but I was thinking about Star Trek, and I am so behind.
I am so blind. How far have you gotten? Bro, spoilers. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Star Trek Discovery. I'm definitely ahead. The break?
Like, maybe I saw an episode when they came back.
Oh, you don't even know.
I have no idea.
A few episodes in the mix. In fact, I probably got maybe two more episodes to the end of it. That's how far in I am.
It ended?
You know, the season.
It ended?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm in a spot right now where something came out that I'm watching with my wife. She doesn't like Star Trek at all. And she's into it. And she's like, I want to watch that Star Trek show. I want to finish it all. She's the one that's encouraged me to watch it more than anything. So we're like, it's cool because we're like, we'll put the kids to sleep early. We'll go grab a bottle of wine or whatever, or your favorite alcoholic beverage. And we'll just sit on the couch and put the Star Trek on and we'll watch it. Yo, and it's captivating, bro. The twists and turns that it takes, you're like, this is crazy. It's like Game of Thrones.
Shut up. No more talking about it. I gotta get back. I was thinking about it yesterday, and I was like, and the reason it came to mind was because I wanted to listen to a podcast, do my normal routine, cook while listening to a podcast, and I saw both Trekcast and the Engage, right?
Engage,
yeah. And I'm like, I can't watch any of them.
I can't even listen to Engage. It's so infuriating.
You know it is, but at least I get the... I feel like with Engage, I get a little bit of the mindset behind the producers.
Yeah.
Because you know he has... I mean, I'm under the impression he has a direct contract with them.
Yeah.
That's why he has with the CBS, guests. Yeah. Yeah, with CBS. So...
So, but do you know what the Engage reminds me of? Okay, yeah, sure. They probably have a contract, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I hate doing this. It reminds me of, like, liberal mentality.
You know shout out to all the liberals out there.
Shout out to this episode is brought to you by the liberal mentality. That Engage will never crap on Star Trek. No matter what Star Trek does, bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first few episodes, even I was like, oh, come on, guys, get this together. And little by little, they started picking up. Now it's, like, a great show. It's really good. But even in the beginning parts, they were like making it seem like it was the best show in history. And I was like, just be real about it. Is it good? Yeah. Is it or does it bad in certain parts? Yeah, but be real about it.
You know what? I'm gonna throw out I guess a prediction. I feel like this whole thing, this whole series is gonna end. Well, they already signed up for season two.
Yeah.
Right, but I feel like the whole entire series is gonna end that it never existed.
It has to, right? You know why? Because of Spore Drive. We never heard of that stuff before. It has to be erased from Star Trek canon. At the end of it. It's like one of those episodes where the last, right at the end, they go back in time to before it started and it never happened.
Yeah.
It's that, yeah. It's gotta be. There's no Spore Drive in Star Trek history. We never even heard of that crap.
I know.
Unless it's a totally different reality that we
dimension or something.
Yep. So it's like a different alternate universe. Because think about it, there was not Enterprise, Next Generation. Remember, I can't remember the episode, but there was a whole bunch of Enterprise. They all had different fates, and one of them was like Riker. He's like, "We're gonna die."
I think that's the last episode.
Is it the last episode?
I don't think that's the last episode.
I don't remember what, but it was a whole bunch of Enterprise ships, and they all had like different fates, and I'm wondering if that Spore Drive universe is that. I don't want to tell you anymore because...
I feel like that's the last episode. And then they're like holding on. And you start seeing... I think I'm mixing two really good episodes of Next Generation. But yeah, I see what you're saying. But I just get the feeling like this is just... in effect of this feeling, I feel like CBS is always going to protect...
Star Trek?
The original...
Series?
Timeline,
yeah, yeah.
You know, the
they
whole...
have to. This is the bread and butter right there.
And what's the company that has the movies?
Paramount?
Paramount has that reality, the JJ verse.
Yeah, yeah. They let them have it, yeah.
That's theirs. And CBS has theirs, and they're so... I feel like they're really protective over making
you
changes.
You see me, though? You see me in my shirt?
I see your shirt. I'm hating.
Star Trek shirt, baby.
Always gotta hate. When you realize you're hating... make the world a safer place.
It's good. Hate is a good place to be at.
So I'm totally behind in Star Trek. And I feel like...
Do you watch Black Mirror?
I do.
Have you seen anything of the season 3?
I have. I saw you saw... what was the name of the episode? The one that was Star Trek?
The first one. That was a really good episode, bro. That episode almost gave me like,
first of all,
like anxiety,
spoiler,
bro.
If you haven't seen it,
spoiler.
The fact that the captain is the bad guy.
Yeah. When that happened, bro, when the girl woke up there and she's like, what the hell am I? She thought she was real. I was like, this is it. This is the world we live in right now. That's that world that she's in. That's our world here. We're living in a simulation.
I know. I totally felt that. It was just like, no.
And it's so funny at the end when they go into the online version of the game, that they run into some teenager that's like cursing at them.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was
yeah,
almost
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Damn, yo, that's the world they gotta live in now with a bunch of kids.
But they were like, screw it, just keep, you know, go to another server or whatever.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Yeah. They got everything. The problem when the guy pulls his pants down is I'm smacking, he got nothing there. I was like, oh my God, so disturbing.
It was so fast, too, so you're not expecting.
Yeah, yeah, you caught off guard.
She
yeah.
wasn't expecting it. It was just like, I guess now they could add that.
What do you mean?
The genitals.
Yeah, you didn't see at the end? When the guy looks down his pants, he goes, yes!
Oh, yeah. They did. I like the uniform. They almost look like... Okay, the uniform was interesting to me because I kind of felt like, isn't that the same uniform they had in Ghostbusters?
You know what I thought it looked like? Like a mix of the new Star Trek and the Enterprise.
With I felt like it
kinda,
Archer.
Yeah, well, Archer, yeah. I kind of felt like it was that. A mix of that. And then the original series was obviously the first half or whatever, the first beginning part. Oh, it's such a good episode, man. You gotta watch. You gotta finish watching. There's a few good ones in there.
Yeah. So there was a remember. There's a few good episodes, but there was a, like one or two that was just like, ooh, this was a miss. Total.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Total miss.
The first episode of the first season to me is the most shocking. With the pig.
I know.
That got me hooked. When I saw that first episode, and I was afraid to watch the second one. Because I was like, oh my God, what is this show? I thought it was like a continuation.
It was gonna be, yeah.
I was like, what is this guy going to do? He's finished. What about the girl? Oh my God. Like, I'm chicken in my head of this whole storyline. And then we watch the next episode. You're like, what the hell is this crap?
Total. Like,
totally different, 100%.
Not even the same people, right?
Every once in a while, I feel like
they throw
the same
in
people.
The same
yeah.
people. But
They're different. They're totally different characters.
It's insane.
My tablet's about to die.
You didn't bring your charger?
I bought the charger, but I'm lazy. So I'll close that. Yeah.
So yeah, Star Trek to, you know, it's obviously a part of this show. And you know what? I would say, based on the fact that your wife likes it, I would say give this new series a shot.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For those who've never heard about it.
And it's funny because there's... I haven't given a lot of sci-fi... new sci-fi a shot. Like, there's a few sci-fi shows out there that I haven't given a shot. Like, damn, what's the one with the logo's like somebody floating in space? Oh, God. Damn, I don't know. But, like,
Say that again? What was the episode that what?
The logo that there's somebody like floating in space? I forget what it's called. I think you watch it. Oh, you watched it. You told me about it. So it was pretty good.
Just like,
but when let's say when Battlestar Galactica came out, I was in there 100%, right? I was on it right away. Battlestar Galactica, gotta watch it. But now there's a lot of new Wi-Fi sci-fi too.
I know, and I don't know if that's
am I too picky with the kind of sci-fi I like? You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like. Am I too picky with it? Like, I kind of like space sci-fi, but it can't be too, you know, ridiculous. It has to be a little realistic. I like the ship has to make sense to me. Like, that's one of the reasons why I can't get into Star Wars too much. I'm talking crazy right now, but because people are going to be like, oh, you don't like Star Wars. Forget about it.
Yeah, I know.
But Star Wars, to me, some of the... like, I want an explanation of how the ship works almost. Like, I want to feel like it's real. Is that weird?
You're never going to get it with Star Trek, with Star Wars.
No, but Star Trek, you kind of get that.
You do, even though you know it's not.
You have schematics of the ship. It tells you exactly how it works. Even though the technology is completely fake and made up. But still, there's still some... within its own reality, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it tries at least to.
And like Battlestar Galactica, they had it wasn't like too far off. Like it almost felt like, yeah, these are politics that would happen in America, the way the politics were going down with the woman that she was president, she wanted to be the leader, and then they had the army, which was that one ship, Battlestar Galactica. Then they had the aliens, the Scion. Then the Scion had spies. When I found out the Asian lady was a spy, when she was a Scion, I was like, oh my God, they infiltrated. I want to go back and watch that series again, bro.
It was a good series.
It was a good series.
If they will remake it now, how dope it would at least look.
Yeah, look, yeah.
Because the acting was like...
The acting was a little funny. It's hard with shows like that. You can't go back and watch them sometimes.
So, I forgot the network, H2. I think I put you onto it. The channel 9.4. For those people who refuse to pay cable. antenna all the way, baby.
Are you connecting your thing?
The other antenna?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, bro.
I was hoping you could help me.
We're here right now recording.
So, anyways. So I'll put that show on. So it has all the series, right? It'll play an episode from all the series, from the original to, except for the recent one, right? And I'll just let it play, just to give that supporter rating, you know, like someone's watching.
Oh, that's very nice.
I know. Try.
I do that with my kids. They're in the other room. I do that with my kids' YouTube channel. I'll just let it rock out on my phone. Let the whole channel play, and every once in a while, like, oh, I got more views. I'm like, yeah, I know you do. So if you're listening to this on YouTube, just do that with our show.
Yeah, just let it rock away.
Comment. Y'all, I was reading something. They were saying, what's a conspiracy theory that you think could be true? And one of them said that he believes people on YouTube mispronounce words on purpose. So they get a whole bunch of comments saying, you mispronounce this, is a proper way, blah, blah, blah. And because the algorithm of YouTube, because they get a lot of comments, YouTube thinks, oh, this is trending, let's put it on the front page. Isn't that ridiculous?
That is ridiculous. But it makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Whoever figured that out.
If it's true, it's a conspiracy theory. We should do an episode on conspiracy theories.
You know what it is about conspiracy theories? After a while, for me, it's like, I don't believe it. So it's like, I think I'm wasting my time.
Did you see the video of the moon landing thing I sent you? I put in the group chat with you and Steven.
No, I was driving again today, bro.
Not today, bro. This is like last week. It's a video that this YouTube channel I found. I got into a deep rabbit hole with conspiracy theories that last week. Deep, bro. Deep. I don't think anything's real anymore.
Who are you talking to?
Just by myself, bro.
Okay, you were watching something.
I was watching it. Then I texted you and Steven. And then me and Steven started going back and forth a little bit. But there was a video talking about how the moon landing or going into space is fake, that we haven't really done it. Uh-huh. And there was a clip where they start showing astronauts talking. You know how they all like sit in a row? Like there are two of them on the bottom, two on top, and they're talking into the camera. And they're like, look at us, we're in space. Look at me float. And one guy does like a backflip. So there's a point on the camera where they say, oh, he hit the wire that was attached to him. Just trying to say, look, it's fake. He has a wire attached to him. And I'm watching him do the flick. I'm like, he probably just moved his leg or whatever in a weird way. Like, I don't think it was a wire. But then, when he goes to like sit back down normally, he kind of drifts off to the right a little bit. And the guy on the left side of him grabs something invisible next to him, like where his hip would be at, and pulls it. And it looks like it pulls him. He's not actually grabbing him. He's grabbing something that's invisible next to him and pulls him, and the guy moves over. And it looks like there's a wire, like a clear wire.
I mean, look, I've had this conversation with other people, and the other day I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, there's no way you and I can prove it.
No, we can't prove it. You know who could prove it? Elon Musk. He's the only one that can prove it.
Well, they're saying that whole thing is fake. Have you seen it? Do you see the car? And then the other thing is, why is his image of Earth so much better, clearer looking than some of the images I've seen on NASA?
Bro, the latest GoPro is better than the crap NASA puts out. He put that car into space. This is one conspiracy theory I heard about. He put that car in space, and they asked him about the car. What you do to the car to protect it? He goes, no, nothing. It's just a regular car. I didn't do anything to the car. We didn't test it. We just shot into space. We just grabbed the car from the lot, put it in the space shuttle, shot into space. Nothing special about the car. And somebody was saying, in space, when you're in the sun directly, it's like 500 degrees. But if you're out the sun, is so cold, it's like negative 100.
Yeah.
And they're saying, if that's the case, the seats would have got damaged almost instantly. The seats, the leather of the seats would have got damaged. 500, because remember, it's rotating, it's spinning around. So it's hot, extremely hot. Extremely
and doesn't cold, it have a battery?
The car? Yeah, I mean, unless you took the battery off a weight, but I doubt it. If you're trying to prove a point.
That liquid in the back, in the...
Yeah, it would freeze. I mean, eventually something... When they find that car in the future, it's going to be like when Voyager found that car in space.
So funny, because...
It always goes back to Star Trek.
It always goes back to Star Trek. Damn. Oh, excuse me.
It's live, baby.
This weather's crazy.
Yeah, word up. And it's funny because like they gave the people they gave everybody the flu shot, and they said it's 30% effective.
I never take the
flu. 30% effective, and people are dying. 50 something people died of the flu shot. Not the flu shot, but the flu.
Kids, bro.
Yeah, no kids, man.
That's why I never take it.
To protect the kids.
No, myself.
I got it. I didn't get the flu, but my nose is stuffy. And I think it's the season. I don't know. My nose always gets stuffy in the winter and the fall and the spring. I'm only clear in the summer. That's it. That's the only time I feel happy. That's what I tell people. I got to move to Puerto Rico, yo. It's crazy.
You trying to move out there?
I would love to move out there.
You wildin'.
The poverty is so thick, though. I can't do it. I can't live the life they live right now. I need electricity.
I know, like, my grandmother just got electricity the other day.
Oh, she did, finally?
Just got it.
Wow.
And I had purchased these little solar panels. You could charge a battery. And
was she using it?
Yeah, they were. They were like, it doesn't last all night. I was like, I told you it wasn't. It's for you to eat dinner, shower, go to bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It gives you a good 4 hours, you know, for you to handle your business and then go to bed, call it a night. So it definitely helped them out, you know, and it was cool being able to
give to somebody.
Yeah,
they should. It's difficult. See, when the government does things, it's not. It's good that they do things, but they wouldn't do things the way we would do things. You know what I'm saying? Like if we and you were to help somebody in Puerto Rico, we would do things differently than the government. They would just send food and socks and stuff.
Yeah.
But we'd be like, all right, let's see how we can fix. The government's more worried about let's fix all the electricity. That could take months. But if me and you would tell somebody, we could get them electricity in like 2 days. Mm. Just because we'll figure out solar panels or generator or something.
It's
you know?
True. It's true.
But the government, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, the people should really step forward.
Well, I mean, that... Okay, so when you make that comment, I feel as if that's exactly why we have our rights, our amendments, so that we can effectively... get what we want from the individuals we employ.
Yeah.
Right? We're the employer of the government.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So the only way we're going to be able to do anything is if we come together. And that's everyone. That's everyone across all of us.
It's so hard, though. Like,
and we can't, listen, we can't expect our leaders in their political, you know, parties to come together and do something if we're not willing to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
It's just that
simple. Like, I'm not going to help you if you don't help yourself.
That's but, you know, when this guy says he's a maverick, what's his name?
John McCain,
whatever, you know. I just feel like if we expect our government, our employees, right? They're our employees.
Yeah.
We expect them to go across aisles and work together and figure it out. But we're not doing it.
Yeah, now we're very... Like before, back in the day, it was like, don't talk about religion and politics at dinner because it's going to cause contention. Don't do it. Now people openly talk about politics over dinner. You know why? Because everybody agrees. They're all liberals. They're all like, yeah, we can talk about politics all day. We all agree with each other. There's no contention.
Don't you feel like a threat when you come across, you know... situation like when I'm out with my family, who's majority liberals, shout out to all you crazy people, my family, that is, I almost feel like, ooh, I'm about to start some trouble in here. Like, I feel like I'm the anomaly. You know,
What I hate, though? Because, like I said, there's New York. It's all liberals. Because I'm kind of, like, in the middle, I'm like, some things that they say or whatever talk about, I agree with them. I'm like, yeah, definitely, we should fix that. I don't agree with your methods, but I agree with your outcome. This is what I want for the outcome. The way we get there is just as important. Because saying we want equality across the board. Yeah, I can see that. We could try to do our best. It's not going to be completely equal. But we could try our best to try to even things out. Sure, why not? But I don't agree with taking from one person and giving it to someone else. I don't agree with that. If you want equality, let's work on the people that are low and bring them up. I think is Joe Rogan says it. He goes, America would be better if we had less losers. Meaning, people that are doing really bad, if we got less of those people, America would be better. Because there's no poor, nobody works for a poor person. You know what I'm saying? We all work for rich people. You know what I'm saying? So we need the rich people. We can't get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? We got to get rid of the poor people. How do we get rid of poor people? Education. No, you can't give handouts because it makes people rely on it too hard. Right? There was a whole documentary about, I forget what it's called, what they give to Africa. And they're saying, stop giving us stuff because our people are not working for it. An example they gave in South America was with Tom's shoes. Tom's shoes, if you know what Tom's shoes are, when you buy a pair of shoes, they give away a pair of shoes in that country, whatever country that they make the shoes from, right? So basically, the way Tom's shoes started was he went to this country to visit it, saw that they were making these shoes. He liked them. Everybody bought them. Everybody had them. He took the idea and brought it to America. They're so cheap and easy to make. He's like, I can sell them for $40 and I'll have more than enough money to make another pair for free and send it to for free. So he's like, all right, let me help out the communities like that over there because they are poor. What happened? He flooded that market with free shoes. The people that were making money selling shoes are now broke and poor. All they have is just free. Everybody has free shoes now. No, there's no, the employment rate of whatever that shoe thing is gone. You know, that industry is gone. The people that cut the leather and sold the leather, the people that sold it, you know what I'm saying? The people that sold it, the people that made the soles, all that stuff, industry's gone. Killed it. Tom's shoes gave away. So there. Anyway, the point is that people are saying, stop giving us free stuff because you're ruining us.
Yeah.
Let us work for it, you know?
Show us how to make it so we can turn around and make a profit.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So you gave us, right, so you're giving them.
You're showing them how to fish.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. You're showing them how to fish instead of giving them the fish, yeah. So I forgot how we got into this topic. We always do this. I forgot my damn pad. I was supposed to bring a pad.
Yeah, that was your idea.
That was my idea. As we're talking along, I just write.
Yeah, because we easily, you know.
Drift and forget.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know what? It is what it is. I think that.
By the way, we come here with no preparation. We just walk in and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, we always ask each other, you got something? And
we both always say no.
Always.
Nothing.
And I spent the day listening to a podcast. I was listening to Ben. He's doing President's Week.
Who?
Not Ben. What's his guy's name?
Dave?
No, not Dave. The Rubin Report.
He said that. Dave. Dave Rubin?
Oh, I don't know his first name.
I'm on a first name basis with him.
What? You got to introduce me, bro. So he was covering Thomas Jefferson. And I was listening to that. I was listening to something else. Still not ready for this.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, and I think I like the fact that we're just jumping around sharing thoughts. And I think that's the point of this podcast. You know, share your thoughts, write something down, start a thing, you know,
start a
conversation, as bad as it may be. And listen, we have our opinions, we have our views, but we're open to listening.
Yeah, for sure. I want to hear your opinions. And I'm not solid. Like, I'm not stuck in my ways. Like, if you show me where I'm wrong and I agree with you, I'll be willing to change my view.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, I don't think we ever left the classroom, you know. I think we're in the classroom the second we're born, and we're still trying to figure it out until the end, yeah. You know. So I think in that mentality, you know, it's harder. They say it's harder when you get older. You're set in your ways.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it's because I'm a Star Trek fan. I feel like that's not going to be me so much. Or at least it won't be as strong.
It's funny, as we record, I can see how Joe Rogan does the 3-hour podcast. You can easily just go through hours.
We only have an hour available. It's limited.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see your point, because it's almost like our time is coming.
Coming to an end.
It's coming to an end, guys.
But yo, this was a good conversation, and we're going to definitely do this. And I hope you guys tune in. And if you got something to say, please tell us. We want to hear about it. Hit us up on Twitter. The Basement NYC?
The Basement NY?
Oh, The Basement NY?
NY on Instagram.
Is it NY or is it NYC?
I know that Instagram is NY. Twitter, I think it's the same exact thing.
Oh, God.
We don't even know our own.
We're so uninformed. Like we were saying, so uninformed. I don't even know.
I mean, at least we keep it consistent. That's one thing they can't say.
The Basement NY.
The Basement. So we're a Twitter at @thebasement_NY. Yeah. And for Instagram, it's @thebasementNY.
Yeah. And, it's not like we talk about really important things. We're just joking around half the time.
Yeah. And that's mainly him. So blame him for the stuff that he puts on there. And on Twitter, we're just going to throw out polls and see where you guys stand on issues and stuff.
And we out here. Just want to give a shout out to the last sponsor of the day, Tide Pods. Delicious. Peace. Basement.
Basement.